Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. For tuning in to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Tamiko Stewart, in Jacksonville, Florida. We have an awesome show for you today. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be blessed. Get ready to be uplifted. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be propelled into your next level. Call a neighbor, call a friend. Tell your brother or sister to tune in. It's time for the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. Welcome to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. This is your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, live out of Chicago, Illinois. I tell you, I am just so excited about what God is doing today. He's doing great things today. He's gave me a word today about kingdom order, kingdom alignment, kingdom focus. He told me to lay aside every weight. So I'm relaying to you what God told me. Lay aside every weight. Whatever is holding you back, whatever is stopping you, whatever is hindering you, whatever is holding you back, lay it aside. Lay it aside. It's time to focus. It's time to move forward. It's time to do what God has told you to do. It's time to be who God has told you to be. It is time for you to get it together. God is saying, get it together today. Get it together. Get it together. No more excuses. No more excuses. No more blaming anyone. No more. It is time for you to get it together. It's time for you to walk in destiny. It's time for you to walk in purpose. It's time for you to do it. The time is now. No one is going to give you anything. Nothing is going to come in your house and fall in your lap. It's time for you to get up. It's time for you to get out. It's time for you to get it. The three G's, get up, get out, and get it. Get up, get out, and get it. It is time for you to move. You got to move while the Spirit is moving. You got to move while God is there saying, come on, my child, it's time. It's time. It's time. You got to move. It's time to move. It is time for you to move. It's time for you to stop spinning in wheels. It is devil allow you and rob you of your destiny after you done been through so much hell? Some of you done been through so much stuff. I would not allow the enemy to rob me of my destiny, to rob me in my purpose. I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. You done been through too much. You've been through too much. You don't have to go to hell. You've been through hell on earth. So why let the devil rob you of your purpose and your destiny? Come on now. We need to tell the devil, bye, Felicia. Bye, Felicia. I'm not going to let you rob me. I'm not going to let you steal from me anymore. I'm taking back everything that you stole from me. And not only am I taking it back, I'm taking it back with interest. You got to pay me restitution. I'm going in the enemy's camp, and I'm taking my stuff. And not only am I taking my stuff, I'm taking some extra stuff. So if people don't want to snatch their stuff back from the enemy, if people just want to let the enemy have their stuff, fine, I'll have it. I'll take it. I'll take your stuff. You don't want it? I'll take it. It's time for you to go into the enemy's camp and gank your stuff. Maybe I got to say that so people understand. Maybe I got to get street so people understand. Because when you speak what thus says the Lord in the Bible, when I speak to you in theological terms, when I speak to you as a preacher, as a prophet, as a woman of God, some of y'all act like you don't understand what I'm saying. So let me go to the street. You got to go in the enemy's camp and gank your stuff. You got to take your stuff back. The enemy has took your stuff. He's took your joy. He's took your peace. He's took your life. He's took your future. He's took your career. He's took your destiny. He's took your ministry. And you sit back and act like everything is okay. Oh, I'm just praying. Oh, if it's God's will. Oh, if God will bless me, if it's his will. I stop by to serve notice on you. Get out of la la land. It is God's will. It is God's will for you to be blessed. It is God's will for you to have more than enough. It is God's will for you to be married, ladies. If you want to be married, it is God's will. Why you think he created Eve for Adam? He knew that Adam needed a helpmate to carry out his kingdom assignment before Eve came on the scene. Y'all got to excuse my voice because it's hoarse because I've been praying. And I hope that you can understand me clearly, Radio Land. And those that are going to go back and listen to this on demand or listen to it later or share it on Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and even when I share the video on Periscope, I want you to hear me. I want you to hear my heart. I'm talking to you as a big sister, stop letting the devil rob you of God's promises. God does desire for you to be blessed. I can tell you what really aggravates me and frustrates me is when I prophesy to people and tell them that God wants to financially bless them, or I tell them God is going to bless you with a house, God going to bless you with a car, God going to bless you with a job, and you sit there and you act like you can't comprehend what I'm trying to tell you. And then some people have the audacity to say, oh, if that's God's will, oh, if God want to bless me that way, oh, if God wanted, don't you read your Bible? Don't you know that God want to bless you? I keep trying to speak a prophetic word over your life, but because you are in your flesh, Bible say? These people say been in church for years, but they just been listening to what somebody else say the Bible say. I want to know, do you understand for yourself what the Bible say? If not, honey, pray for wisdom. Pray for knowledge. Pray for understanding. Pray for revelation of God's word. Because people can tell you anything. Or you can get in a clique and follow someone and just take their word. But the Bible don't tell y'all that you don't have to wait on anyone to go behind the veil for you. You can go behind the veil for yourself. You don't have to have a mediator like they had to have the priest in the Old Testament. They had to send the priest in behind the veil. And he went behind the veil. He had a rope. In case he died while he was behind the veil, they'll snatch him back out with the rope because they wouldn't go behind the veil themselves because they know they weren't living right. They knew they weren't safe, and they knew that they couldn't touch the things of God with filthy and unclean hands. So the priest went in, and they took a 50-50 chance with the priest. It was a 50-50 chance that God was going to answer them. It was a 50-50 chance that they were going to know what God wanted concerning their life because they depended on a priest. Well, I'm saying this to you today, and you hear me well in the spirit. You stop depending on your pastor. You stop depending on your first lady. You stop depending on these people you see on TV. God bless Joe Osteen. God bless Bishop T.D. Jakes. God bless Joyce Meyer. God bless Joseph Prince. God bless Cindy Tripp. But you got to know for yourself. God bless John Eckhart. But you better know what it says for yourself. This is a self-case. You got to know the word of God for yourself. You got to know what God is saying concerning your life for yourself. So when you hear these great people on TV, when you hear these great people in church, when you hear your leaders in church, they should only be giving you a confirmation. Oh, my son, no. Let me spell out that word. They should only be giving you a confirmation. C-O-N-F-I-R-M-A-T-I-O-N. A prophet confirms what God has already spoken to you. A prophet can also speak into your life and call those gifts that God spoke about you when you was in your mama's womb. If God calling you in ministry, it ain't just happened, baby. Go to the book of Jeremiah. When you was in your mother's womb, God had already spoke a word. Before your mama and daddy got their groove on, let me break it down to you. Before your mama and daddy had sex, let me break it down to you. Before your daddy came inside your mama and fertilized her egg and she got pregnant, God already had spoken over your life. God already had a destiny for you. So stop blaming your mommy and daddy for you not being where you need to be in God, because they were only the vehicles that God used to get to him. Oh, my son, somebody better hear me well. You blamed your mama. You blamed your daddy. Yeah, they might want saved. Yeah, they might want good parents. Yeah, some things might have happened to you in your childhood. Yeah, they might have been running the streets and clubbing, getting drunk, getting high. Yeah, your mama might have had men coming in her house like a revolving door. Yes, you might have got molested. Yes, you might have got abused. But you got to allow God to heal you from that childhood trauma today. We stop blaming today. You asking me, Tamika, you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, I do. I blame my mama for my stepdaddy molesting me. I blame my mama my whole life up until I was in my 30s. I had hate hidden in my heart that I didn't even know was there. I didn't even know. But that's why me and my mama relationship was strained, because I blamed her. She wasn't saved. She was young with four children from four different daddies. Me and none of my sisters and brothers got the same daddy. Oh, it's real today. This word I'm sharing, Radio Land, it's real today. It's real. It's time out for people sugarcoating the gospel. It's time out for people giving you a nice sermon, a cute little sermon. It's time out for people telling you what you want to hear so you will give an offering, give a donation. Y'all don't take care of me. God take care of me. My ministry don't take care of me, because people won't give. They hard-headed. They disobedient. They'd rather go bless somebody that they don't even know than the woman of God that's sowing in their lives every day, that's giving them the word of God, that's praying for them when they up, that's there for them. They won't bless me, but they'll turn on the TV and let a preacher that they never gonna have access to, that they never gonna be able to pick up the phone and call, that they're never gonna be able to have a dialogue with, they'll give them thousands of dollars. They'll send in thousands of dollars to the Word Network, to TBN. They'll send in thousands of dollars to TD Jakes. You ain't gonna never talk to them people. But someone that's sowing into your life, you won't honor the woman of God. It's time out for that. When you give to me, you ain't giving to me to live. You ain't getting my nails done. You ain't getting my weed done. My hair costs $200. I work. God gave me a talent. I work. I have the gift of administration. Even though I'm sick, I still work. I go to work in tears, my bike hurting. I still work because I got to live. You got to know that when you sow seed, you're sowing into the ministry. When you give your time, you give it to the ministry. You're not giving nothing to Tamiko Stewart. You're doing it as unto God. So today, we're going to stop blaming others for us being in the situation that we're in. Today, we're going to stop sin-bite waiting on something to drop out the sky in our lap. You got to do the three G's. You got to get up. You got to get up. You got to get it. We're going to stop blaming our mama. My daddy was never in my life. But he gave me everything I wanted. But it was from long distance. It was from 1,000 miles away. My daddy was in Illinois. That's how I know about Illinois. I went back and forth from my mama to my daddy. Even as a little child, my daddy worked for Chrysler Corporation. I always had. I never was without nothing. So I don't know what it means to struggle. So when I've been struggling these last couple of years, I'm going nuts because I never struggled. I always had. But God took me through losing everything so I could put my total trust in Him. I was homeless. There were times I slept in my office. Now, you might ask yourself, how she going to have an office and homeless? My ministry office, my business, store communication in Jacksonville, Florida, for 6 months, me and my children slept on the floor. I had people working for me, and I was paying someone as high as $15 an hour. I had my own secretary. I had a graphic designer. I had a marketer. I had sales reps. and my children were getting paid working for me. But I was homeless, sleeping on the floor because the enemy kept attacking me in that area because I had the spirit of pride. And God had to break that spirit of pride. I lost everything. I will be having meetings with millionaires. They spending $3,000-$4,000 a month with my business advertising in my newspaper. But at the end of the day, when 5 o'clock hit, me and my children had to pull out the blankets and the cover and sleep on the floor. So I know what I'm talking about. Again, after that, God blessed me with a beautiful home, a 4-bedroom, 3-bath brick home, where I didn't need no office because I had a whole office built to my house. Dana know about it. Keisha Wilson know about it. Other people, it's a couple of fake people that were trying to be on my team. They seen it. The whole world seen it. I put it all over Facebook. Everybody seen it. I decorated their house beautifully, had everything. And God allowed again for me to lose it all. I was going preaching out of state, traveling, advancing the kingdom of God. And I had lost my home because I got sick and couldn't work. But God said, I told you to trust me. I was trusting in them good paying jobs. And my trust wasn't in God. My trust was in my mind on what I knew how to do. But God was trying to get me to trust him. And then I found myself homeless again. Again, homeless again. I had to go stay with someone. And I slept on her sofa. So when I tell you something, I'm telling you out of wisdom. What God has taught me, God is saying the time is now for you to move forth into your destiny. It's no excuse. Nothing you come up with is good enough. No excuse is good enough. I was sick for 2 years in Jacksonville, Florida, with diabetes, uncontrolled diabetes, because I was under a lot of stress with my business. And that stress made my sugar go up. My sugar go up. I went in the hospital. And I didn't even have insurance. I had over 20 hospital admissions, over 50 emergency room visits in 1 year. I couldn't even get my insulin. I went from having everything, not even able to get my medicine. So I know what God can do. But with me, quitting is not an option. Even though I was sick, I couldn't quit. Because I had to live. I had to keep trying to work. Even though God said, I told you not to work. But I had to get my faith up to that point. And God moves in time and season. And just because God speak a word over your life, it don't mean the time is now. He can be talking about in the future. But common sense. I mean, we need to get back to common sense, y'all. Common sense told me I had to go to work because I had expensive taste. I want my lashes done. I want my nails and toes done. I want a shop. I want an expensive. I like clothes. I like to go out to eat or out dinner. I like to go out and eat. I like to bless other people. I like to help other people. But if I don't go out and work, I can't do that. I have to wait until God bless me where I don't have to work. Because I'm telling you, it's coming. Because God has told me I'm a millionaire. I've had that anointing on my life. I started my first business at the age of 17. And every time I would be on track to become a millionaire, I would let the devil come in and screw it up. Every time. And ladies, most of the time, it was a man that came and got me off track. I God's grace and mercy will make it where you don't have to reap it as bad. But there's a law of reaping and sowing. If you sin, there is a penalty for your sin. The penalty does not go away. But Jesus, when he died on the cross, he paid the penalty for all our sin. So now we can go to Jesus and say, forgive me. And he will have mercy on us. But you still got to pay. So I found myself paying for things I did when I was younger. But how many know the grace of God is sufficient? His grace is sufficient. He carried me through. He made a way. I was going through hell. I was sick. I've been homeless. My children aren't like at times like they lost their everlasting mind. I'm old over 20 years by pay child support that I know I'll never get. My son, I put him through college as a single mother. He attends Jacksonville University, a private college, $40,000 a year. He ain't got no sports scholarship. He don't play football or basketball. He's down with academics. And even though he's not saved and he's doing wrong and with the wrong crowd, my son loves God. My daughter, even though she's gay, a lesbian, my daughter loves God. I raised them the right way. I taught them the right things. But now my son just turned 21 and my daughter will be 23 in December. They got the answer to God for themselves. And just because they want to act like they don't lost their everlasting mind, it ain't going to stop me. And it don't bear on me because I taught them right. I taught them the things of God. So now they got the answer to God for themselves. So don't you let nothing stop you from doing what God has called you to do. Don't you let nothing stop you from having what you want to have. Don't you let nothing or no one speak weird curses or negativity over your life. Don't you let your haters stop you. You let them motivate you. Know who you are. Know who you are in God. Know what God said you can have. Know what the Bible says. Know that quitting is not an option. Know that this is your time. This is your season to move. What you're waiting on. Open your mouth and declare and decree what thus says the Lord. And believe it. A lot of you don't even believe what comes out your mouth. You say a lot of things, but your heart don't believe it. Your heart got to get in a posture to line up with what you're confessing. It's real today. God took me on a whole nother path. This was not what I was going to talk about today. But I'm speaking to you the heart of God because I've been with him. I pray. I'm in fellowship with him. I'm a hearer and a seer. So take heed to my words. It's nothing personal. I'm trying to push you to excellence. I'm trying to push you to be that woman of God or that man of God that God has called you to be. You wasted too much time. But God said if you will get in kingdom alignment, if you will come in kingdom order, if you will get kingdom focus, he will redeem the time. God is the only man I know that can make time stand still. And it'll be like you never missed it. Some of you are waiting for things and you keep God, win, win, win. Well, God is asking you, win, win, win. When you going to do what he told you to do? When you going to get your flesh out the way? When you going to get your feelings out the way? When you going to stop thinking everybody got to do something for you or give you something? Get out and was determined to be president, and nothing stopped him. He applied the principles. No, I don't agree with him. No, I don't like he approved gay marriage, but you got to give credit where credit is due. The man is smart. And we as Christians, it is our job to pray for those in rule over us. Keep your mouth off that man and get on your knees and pray for him. It's so sad that it's the black folks and secret and white folks are laughing at us. Instead of building this man up and praying for him, we the main ones tearing him down. But we supported Bush, the dumbest president in American history. The church supported him. You know why? Because he gave money to faith-based organizations. That's how you see a lot of churches that have started daycare centers, and they got their 501c3, all because of the Bushes. That's how he tricked y'all. That's how he reeled you in. All you got to do is dangle money. All you got to do is dangle something free. The black man, the black woman, always looking for something free they ain't got to work for. All you got to do is dangle that in front of them, and you got it. Michelle Obama, the most graceful first lady we ever had. Do you not know that she mentored him when he got his first job out of college? Michelle Obama has a legacy in Chicago, Illinois. She was the hospital administrator of Stroger Hospital. And those that are listening via radio broadcast out of Chicago, Illinois, you know I'm telling the truth. But you never hear the news media talk about that. You never hear how her mother made sure her and her brother, Michelle Obama's brother, is a coach at a major university. You never hear how they went through oppression, how they went through racism, how her family was slaves, but her mama and her daddy made up their mind that their children were going to have better than them. Her mama had no idea she was raising the future first lady of the White House. Y'all better pray for Michelle Obama. Y'all better pray for their children. Their children ain't lying or having sex and knocked up pregnant. Pray for them. Hear me well. I hope you hear my heart. Hear me well. This is not Tamika speaking. This is the Holy Ghost using me as a vessel to speak to you. Hear my heart today. Hear my heart. It's time out for sugarcoating. I got to give it to you raw. I got to give it to you how God give it to me. I can't change because you want me to be nice. That's not me. I'm a very direct woman. I'm a business woman. And that's the way I'm going to handle it. I got to strategically give you the word. Why do you think Cindy Trim is so successful? She's been trained in government. She was trained in business. She's an accomplished businesswoman. And God took her gift and talent and anointed it, and she uses it in the kingdom. And she's unstoppable because she maximizes her gifts and talent. They work together. Use your gifts and talent and arise. And pray for those that have rule over you. Pray for Hillary Clinton. I pray for crazy Donald Trump. I pray for him. Because that man got money. And the Bible say the wealth of the wicked is going to be transferred to the righteous. I don't know how my money coming. So I'm praying for everybody. my heart today. We went over the radio broadcast. I got to go because I have a meeting. But I hope you were blessed. But I love you to life. I don't love you to death because that's speaking of curse. Stop saying you love people to death. You love them to life. And remember that quitting is not an option. God bless you. Until next week, be blessed. I'm going to post the link, share this radio broadcast with everyone. Goodbye.